the HTB podcast. Subscribe now so you don't miss future episodes.
Welcome to the HDB podcast. After Grower's last approval for Dyquat in 2019, industry experts are looking for alternative solutions for desiccation. Trials have shown good results when using Gozar and Spotlight, straight or in combination, along with flailing. In this episode, we will talk to Mark Shapland, who grows ware, seed, and organic potatoes in East Sussex, about how they will tackle desiccation this year. In the second part of this episode, Dr. Mark Stalham speaks about 2019 and 2020 trials on desiccation. My first guest this episode is Mark Shapland, farm manager at James Foskett Farms, which became our strategic potato farm last year in September for the East region. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike, I know there are a couple of trials taking place this year at your farm looking at chemical loss and potential replacements for Dyquat. I would like to discuss with you today about desiccation. Let's go back to the beginning of the year. Did you make any changes at the planting stage to prepare for desiccation without Dyquat?
We haven't made a lot of changes pre-planting in terms of preparing for desiccation without Dyquat. We have amended nitrogen rates on some varieties in some situations to a small extent, revising those down slightly, but that's probably been the only change we've made.
So you've seen the results from other spot farms on desiccation. Do you feel that these trials made you feel more confident in your choices this year?
Yes, I think it did. I think what the other spot farms have demonstrated last year was that it is quite possible with the combination of flails and PPO inhibitors to achieve, you know, good quality skin set. And I think it's given us confidence that we can end up with a good skin set result, although initial canopy destruction can appear slower at times. But yes, I think it gave us a few lessons, a few real key points from last year's trials, yes.
So will your strategy for desiccation this year will involve spraying and flailing?
Yes, we've been flailing for a lot of years, for the last decade anyway. We are fortunate on our soil types that we can use that as a technique for canopy destruction. And we harvest quite a lot of crop non-skin set at the start of the season, which is just flailed as well. So we were fortunate in that we already have a flail equipment on the farm. We have the soil types where we can travel to do that without necessarily compromising harvest conditions or causing damage at the same time. So we're fortunate in that regard. Where we will miss Dyquat in particular will be in the desiccation of some of the seed potato crops that we grow and certain varieties of those where Dyquat was an extremely important part of that process.
So how much expansion in tuber size do you expect after flailing? What do you see usually?
Typically, we will see a maximum probably of 5 millimetre movement in tuber size where we flail crops. So we are flailing quite a lot of salad and baby new potatoes generally towards the end of May for those initial harvest periods. And we're leaving those obviously loose skins, so just flailing them. And what we normally see, if there's adequate moisture there and the crop's been still had a fairly vigorous canopy, then they will continue to move up to about 5 mil maximum over that sort of following 5 to 7 days.
Do you ever spray Spotlight or Gozar before flailing to prepare the plants to senesce?
We haven't done historically. So historically we've flailed and then generally we've used Spotlight probably 48 hours post flailing. We are actually today, we have actually used some Gozar in conjunction in a mix with Ranman Top and Toil, which is a methylated rapeseed oil pre-flailing. And that's on two crops of Marfona seed potatoes where we're looking to take quite a bit of the canopy down with pre-flailing if we can. So it'll be interesting to see how that works.
We know that flailing sometimes can spread diseases. How do you prevent that?
Yeah, that's a good question. And it's certainly the situation. Destroying canopies on seed potatoes, that the flail can often be a real problem in terms of spreading bacterial infections around crop. So hence the reason, one of the reasons for looking to try to reduce the amount of canopy pre-flailing if we can by using Gozar in conjunction perhaps with a fungicide and an oil before we flail to try and dry that up. We are generally fortunate in that in our conditions, on our light sandy soils, and generally fairly early position in the season in terms of stopping seed potato crops, that generally we don't have lots and lots of wet soil and wet soil conditions, which are what's required really to spread those bacterial diseases around. Even so, though, it is still a concern. So, yeah, the best thing really is to have a clean crop in the first place if you can. But, I think it's going to be a big issue, particularly for the rest of the industry, and how they can get around that and achieve good seed potato desiccation is going to be a challenge for them.
Thank you. It sounds like you are prepared for the first season without diquad, but there are still some answers that we are looking for. Hopefully, we're going to find them in the trial results that we're going to see at the end of this year.
Yes, I think hopefully we'll see some more indications of the best ways to use the other tools in the toolbox. So particularly use of the PPO inhibitors in terms of which ones, which combinations, water volumes, the importance of good spray application techniques. I think also the importance of sunlight. That seems to have an effect on the efficacy of PPO inhibitors. I think that's quite an important point. And I think also there are other techniques out there that warrants further trialing. So looked at pergolonic acid, horn pulling. We use green burning as a technique in our organic production. So there are other techniques out there, including, you know, Soltex as well. So there's a number of different other techniques, different products, which can all potentially offer something in this process as well. So it's exciting, and I hope we'll learn another good few valuable points this season.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for speaking with me today, Mike.
My pleasure.
I am now joined by Mark Stalam, head of NIAB CAF. Welcome, Mark.
Hello, Maria.
Mark, this is going to be a very challenging year for growers after losing the approval for diquat and CIPC. Last year, you conducted some trials on desiccation looking at potential replacements for diquat. What did the 2019 AHDB trials on desiccation show?
Very simply, we had a series of 7 experiments over 6 sites. One of the sites was duplicated with both a seed and a wear trial. The idea was to understand whether new chemicals, new, they've been around for many years, but relatively new in comparison to Reglone, how they performed in terms of skin set for harvest. And one of the things we did find that the chemicals and the mechanical methods we used had quite contrasting differences in the rate at which they killed the canopy. But interestingly, in terms of what we were after for growers, which is the point when tubers would reach skin set without sufficient damage for harvest to be severe, we found the treatments were more similar than the idea that canopies being killed more rapidly with different treatments would have you believe. So that was the first thing, is that there were small differences 3 to 4 weeks after the application of the initial chemicals. Interestingly, and perhaps something worthwhile returning to, is that some of the crops were actually skin set after 2 weeks, but some, as might be expected, the long season varieties actually took a lot longer, up to 4 weeks to achieve skin set. Now, one of the things we did notice was that, you know, for every site, the removal of the foliage with a mechanical method with flail resulted in instant canopy death. There were 2 sites where we actually did seed holm pulling, so we removed the holm, the canopy died, and effectively we had no regrowth, with the exception of the 2 sites in Scotland where there was some regrowth, which is a concern. Now, in terms of efficacy, Reglone and a new product, which is still not approved for use in the UK as a desiccant, Soltex, or concentrated brine solution, were the most effective in removing leaves. And we can sort of come back and talk about, you know, the new products perhaps a little bit later on. But very simply, Spotlight and Gozyme, the 2 PPO inhibitors, were slower in terms of killing the canopy completely, typically 2 to 4 days slower than Reglone. But another new product, which is approved as a desiccant, Final San or pelargonic acid, was across all sites appreciably slower in killing the canopy. And also there was some indication that it was slower in actually achieving skin set. So in terms of what we found, whilst the expected belief that some of the newer chemistry is slower than reglone or mechanical methods, it's only a small difference that we're actually achieving.
Could Spotlight and Gozai be considered stray replacements for Dyquad?
Well, the industry, I hope, was sort of thinking, despite previous experience, that we are faced now with no reglone and that Spotlight and Gozai might be equal replacements. Certainly, the evidence from 2019 and from other experimental data that's been going on long before this trial is that the treatments are slower than reglone. And therefore, you've got to be a bit smarter in terms of how you apply them. So in terms of the time of day of application, second thing is when you time them in relation to crop senescence. So maybe the crop needs to be a little bit more advanced in terms of applying it. And the other one was in terms of water volume and getting runoff of the spray. So there's a combination of factors there. They're definitely not like for like. Canopy death is slower, but it's skin set we're after, and that is not really as late as many people actually think.
Could Spotlight and Gozai be used with split application?
Well, the original work that was done by our group back in 2000-2001 with Syngenta, with reglone, actually did show that we could use very low dose rates of reglone, even as low as half a litre per hectare, which really went through to the current recommendations with a very small dose of reglone, maybe 1 litre, followed by bigger doses to kill the lower leaves in the canopy. The same could be used for Spotlight and Gozai with reduced rates in just taking down those layers of leaves. So it's the initial actively growing young leaves. If we can take that off as a layer, maybe then it's easier to penetrate with another spray at a reduced volume. So that may be sort of similar to the work we did with reglone many years ago.
Okay, there are some growers who choose mechanical desiccation, such as flailing. Do you think there is an advantage from applying a low rate of Spotlight or Gozai prior to flailing to prepare the plants to senesce?
Effectively, with a flail, we remove, hopefully, most of the foliage, so all of the leaves, and leaving a very short proportion of stem behind. That has then got to be tackled with a chemical desiccant to desiccate and dry out the stem, because there is a lot of evidence that that little green piece of stem delays skin set quite considerably, particularly when soils are wet rather than dry, as they were last year. Soils are wet, difficult to achieve skin set. So the converse is that crops that are beginning to senesce naturally have a rate of skin set that is commensurate with their stage of growth. So if we could actually slightly convince the crop that it's beginning to die, maybe with a chemical desiccant pre-flailing, that may actually enhance the rate of setting or dehydration of those skins through preventing that excessively green stem. It's not really been trialled experimentally, but it's been done quite a lot by commercial growers. So spray, then flail, or flail, then spray. And the key thing about flailing is it's pretty instantaneous in terms of stopping growth. And there is a lot of sort of anecdotal evidence that we get passive bulking in some of the very slow killing chemicals. The work from 2019 actually didn't show that. Yes, flail stopped the crop dead, but there wasn't a lot of yield gain in any of the treatments. And reglone, Soltex were all similar to the new PPO chemistry in terms of the rate of bulking. So it would suggest that you could use the chemical before flailing to get that little bit of skin set extra.
Thank you, Mark. I know that the trial is going to continue this year. What information do you hope to add from the 2020 trials?
Well, one of the things we found last year was the crops that set skin after 2 weeks were right on the crux of what is called active senescence. So the canopy had begun to lose ground cover, so typically 95-96%. The canopy had slightly collapsed, maybe not lodged, but certainly gone down. And the leaves were distinctly showing signs of paling in terms of colour. At that particular time, when we applied any desiccant chemically, the canopies died very quickly and skin set was rapidly achieved. A lot of that is to do with nitrogen management and the season length of the crop. So this year, all of the trials have combination treatments whereby we're looking at a reduced rate of nitrogen compared to what would be a standard rate that a grower would use from AHDB RB209 recommendations for nitrogen. And the indication there is that if we can get a crop that begins to senesce perhaps prematurely, then we might be able to kill it much more rapidly, and the difference between the chemicals may be reduced even further than it currently is. Now, interestingly, the 2020 season, from my observations and talking to agronomists recently, is that many of the crops that are very determinate, i.e. short season, are pretty determinate, but many of the indeterminate crops are looking to carry on maybe a little bit longer, so we maybe got a bit more separation. So this might be a very good test of that nitrogen regime on different crops, in that, you know, a little bit more nitrogen may delay foliage, maybe make it more difficult to kill. The other thing is, we can't affect the weather, but in 2019, as I've alluded to earlier, most of the soils during the desiccation program were at field capacity or certainly wet. What we'd like to achieve this year is perhaps soils that are a little bit drier, and therefore we can achieve skin sets that might be more commensurate with more normal seasons. And the other thing is that, you know, we're looking at the easy to kill canopies. Maybe this year, with the contrasting varieties that we've got on the sites, we may get some more separation than we had last year in terms of treatments.
Thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much, Maria.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find out more about desiccation, storage, and other important topics, please visit our website on ahdb.org.uk/potatoes. Thank you.